first person singular. Opinion is expressed are those of the commentator. Lori Korn says, even the memory can be bugged.
15 years ago, I was walking along Highway 9 north of Boulder Creek. It was the late afternoon of a summer day. I ducked into a redwood glen to sit a while in the shade. I spotted two insects coming together and landing on the trunk of a redwood, evidently to couple. They were small, brownish bugs, not very attractive as bugs go, but interesting because they were stuck together and completely motionless, at least to my human eye. Because I had nothing better to do at the moment, I made a decision to remember these bugs and this whole scene for the rest of my life. Why? No great cosmic reason. Well, maybe just a little about being in the moment. Mostly an exercise in making a vivid memory of an ordinary moment in an ordinary day. I sat for at least an hour immersed in that summer day, watching the stuck-together bugs that were stuck to the tree, making a memory that would stick to me. Eventually, I got up, continued my walk back home, feeling satisfied and somehow altered. And altered I was. When I think of that scene now, I am transported back to that day, 15 years younger, alone in a wooded glen, and I have it all. The lazy feeling of contentment, the afternoon sun pouring through the redwood branches, the smell of composting leaves, and two small brown bugs stuck together for all eternity.
Lori Korn is a writer living in Santa Cruz. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rand.